Hi, I'm Nicole Joseph, and I play Princess Victoria in Damsel, and thank you for hanging out with me today.
Do you remember the first time that you were introduced to like fairy tales and like the fairy tale world?
Yes, definitely. It would probably be, so I had this book growing up called like, oh God, what was it called? But it was like fairy tales, but like Hansel and Gretel, but not, it wasn't the cutesy little fairy tales. It had more of a gruesome end. So I was probably more fascinated in the gruesome side and not the happy fairy tales. And, you know, everyone lives happy ever after. And,
yeah,
you know, princess gets the prince and everything's hunky-dory. Yeah, more gruesome, more like, you know, Hansel and Gretel, but they get devoured by that witch or something.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is that like the Brothers Grimm?
Yes, I feel like, yes, that's
yeah.
That was, yes. So really,
yeah,
put the Grimm into it.
Yeah, absolutely. He had a really fitting name for the stories he was telling. Absolutely. I remember reading those too. It was kind of like they all kind of were a little bit tragic in the end, but they made for a good story. So I'm on the same page.
I think I preferred them because I'm like, yeah, life isn't all, you know, swings and roundabouts.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Do you have a favorite fairy tale, like specifically out of there, or even like a favorite fairy tale adaptation, like in recent years?
Probably be Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Obviously, in the end, the other ones, like, you know, they all like her, but I think in this one they eat her. So not great, but in years. Two, so I don't know what that would be in America, but it's when I was about seven, I played Goldilocks like in a school play something. So I feel like that one like really resonates me. For some reason, my hair was blonde when I was a kid. I don't know why it's gone brown now. And it was really curly, so I got to play Goldilocks. And yeah, I just feel like that one really resonates. I like that one, but yeah, I think I like a Goldilocks and the Three Bears just because of its but the gruesome one, the Grimm's one.
Yeah. Fair enough, fair enough. That's a good answer. I don't think I've ever really heard that one before, but I'm like, because I forget about it, I guess. Well, I mean, I've heard the story, but I'm like, I feel like I've never heard somebody say that that's their favorite. So that's awesome. And I love that it has like some sort of like connection to you and like your the start of your like career. Absolutely. Okay, so what do you think that Princess Victoria's Instagram handle is?
Princess Victoria's Instagram handle. Okay. Vicky, because I feel like she likes a Vicky.
Yeah.
Or no. Something like VIP, because of like Princess V, because of Victoria. What would the I be? Victoria,
the I in Victoria, like Vic.
VIP, yeah, literally that. Yeah,
cool.
I would think that she's like such a diva and stuff. I feel like she's like, yeah. And I was fortunate enough to see the movie last night, so I won't say too much. But it comes out on Friday, so very excited about it. But she's definitely, yeah, she's a helpful thing.
That's so funny. I feel like you're right. Like, she probably has some spunk, right?
Yeah, definitely. She's a, yeah, I like Victoria. And I'm not being biased. If I wasn't Victoria, I would still love Princess Victoria.
Yeah. Do you think that you have any, like, what's the thing that you and Princess Victoria have most in common?
Helpfulness. She's quite helpful, I would say. So I try to help people as much as possible.
Helpfulness. That's a good
Yeah, let's leave it there.
That's so fair. I feel like that's a good quality to have for
good both. Quality. Yeah. I think it's a good quality. Yeah.
Absolutely. What do you think? Okay, this is kind of a funky question, but like if Princess Victoria had a dating profile. What do
Okay.
you think like would be on there? Like, do you if there were like two truths and a lie, or like what fun information would she have on her dating profile?
What does Victoria have on her dating profile? That is actually a really cool question. Put me on the spot.
I know it's a
It
thinker, so
is
take
a
your time.
thinker. I feel like she'd be kind of funny, but like also, so picture-wise, I know she'd have something to do with like animals or something. I feel like she's very like animal and artsy as well.
So true, so true.
And on for her like prompts, let's say, I think she would be like a sort of no ball sort of person, as in just like she'll ask a prompt, like start out with a joke or something like that, like make her laugh. I
Yeah.
think two truths and a lie. That one's a hard one. Two
I
truths.
know. It's okay. That's a lot to throw at you right now. But
What would she be? I don't know. I feel like she would never lie. That's the thing. She would
it'd be
never.
three truths.
It'd just be three truths. She's an open book. She's there to, help out. She's just all about like Sunday markets, very chilled, horseback riding,
Yeah.
something to get her mind going. She needs someone to get her mind going as well, I would say.
Yeah,
Someone that
I
likes to
look
spark.
at
Yeah.
that. Yeah,
And
that's a good
get
answer. Yeah,
Victoria on the dating apps. Like she needs someone.
I
She
know,
really
right?
does need Prince Charming. Because I think she's been kissing a lot of times.
Yeah, something my mom always said to me when I was little, like, or when not little, but like when I had my first breakup, my mom was like, "You have to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince." So that's something that's like sticks in the
Yeah.
back of my mind. So that's
Yeah,
funny
I'm
that
like,
you.
I don't want to kiss us. No, I don't. I
Yeah.
just want to find the one, please. I don't want to go through all the trials and tribulations. I just.
I know, right? It's so funny, so complicated. But yeah, okay, so what was it like to work with Millie Bobby Brown? Did you pick up any acting tips from her?
She is amazing. She is a really, really lovely person. She just. I don't know, she just brings like an energy. She knows what she's doing. She's so obviously she's like a child actor and now she's like a grown up, in front of our eyes. So it's like really lovely to see that like sort of growth in a person. She's younger than me, but seems like so just knows so much more. And I think I want to be like kind of cool like her. She
Yeah.
brings a kind of cool essence. Like in scenes with her, she was like really, really
Yeah.
lovely.
What do you think that Princess Victoria's Get Ready With Me routine would be?
Oh, okay. So I know that she has a lot of layers. Like you think you're wearing a lot of layers in winter? No. She has about 10 layers. So her Get Ready With Me's would be so long. And they'd be really fun, I think. Kind of a sort of majestic soundtrack playing, but first on we have to get like the underlay on all the lace, corsets, more corsets, those like stockings, another corset, because why not? You want to be cinched in. And then the beautiful gown. And hair pieces, then we have to do hair pieces. She's gonna go so in detail with these Get Ready With Me's. I love a Get Ready With Me myself. Princess Victoria's would be next level, as
Yeah.
would be. Yeah. Really, really cute, quaint, really like, flowy would
Absolutely.
be.
It sounds like she's got a lot of steps in there too. It's probably really hot in all of
Yeah,
those layers.
so I think there'd be people as well helping her, definitely, because there's no way she's doing that by herself. So I had a whole stylist having to
I
really
know, right? It's
clean.
pretty. That's so funny. Were there any funny things that happened off camera when you guys were shooting?
When we were shooting, so it's a group of us as well. So there's a few other princesses who we're like this. Actually, two of them stayed over my house last night. And so we were all together yesterday. But on set, it was so great just to be cast with people that you really gel with, because sometimes you don't know who you're going to be cast with and gel with. So yeah, every moment on set with them was the funniest. And because we're kind of the setting of the movie, if you've seen the trailer anyway, it's kind of in a cave. So we were like in a cave. Not really funny, but I feel like I really got into the role, whereas I stepped on like a rock or something and then my toe was like bleeding or whatever, and I was like, oh, that's happened, and everyone's like rushing over. I'm like, no, don't worry, I'll use it. They're like, no, it's dirt, you're going to be stepping in dirt. And I was like, oh, maybe I don't really want my pinky toe falling off, to be fair. So yeah,
Yeah.
maybe keep up.
That is so fair. I would also like to keep my pinky toe if at all possible. So
I still got it. I still got it. So that's great.
so true, so true. A small victory, I will take
A
it.
win.
Right? Okay, so there's one part of the movie where all of the princesses write their names on the wall, right? I was wondering if you guys like actually got to do that or like what that was like behind the scenes.
So for that, I unfortunately, the names were there. I think they've got like someone in to write, because if it was me, it would not be a nice font. It would be like
Yeah.
paper sort of writing. Yeah, not ideal. But Victoria's sort of name was almost finished, so I got to do the ending of the A, which was cute. And that was nice. It was just a big chalk thing and just kind of going like that, and I was like, yay. But then at the screening yesterday on the wall, there was some of the other princesses, their actual names were on the wall, so I was like, that's so cute. So yeah, it was really nice. I didn't see Nicole, but Victoria was there in big letters. That's my
So good.
girl.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. That's so funny. I was wondering about that. So I love, 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 love. Okay. If you could FaceTime any actor, living or dead, who would you want to FaceTime?
Melissa McCarthy, straight away.
That's a great answer. I feel like you
Yeah.
and her would get along really well, just from what I know
Oh,
about you.
I love her so much, just everything. Literally every single movie that is my favorite, it has her in it. When I'm feeling like ill, I always put a Melissa McCarthy movie on. It's gonna be
Yeah.
Bridesmaids, it's gonna be Heat, Spy, all of Identity, all of them. She's just, I don't know what she brings, but I could just watch her for hours and never ever tire. Probably watch Bridesmaids an embarrassing amount of times. Like, know it off by heart, sort
Yeah.
of. Yeah.
Did you ever watch Gilmore Girls?
No. See, for some reason, I've not watched that, and I know I should. I've just not got around to it, but I just sit in the comfort of Bridesmaids.
Yeah, it's not like she's in that show, but she doesn't play a very like funny role. So it's a different thing for her. Like she's a really sweet like chef and she's so cute. But I recommend it's one of my favorite shows. So if you want like a little sweet comfort show, she's really good in that one too. But I think Melissa McCarthy is a great answer that I've never heard before either, but I love.
She really, I just don't know anyone that doesn't like her, because she's just, yeah, top tier.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we have like this little section where it's like four like lightning questions, like where you just do really quick thinking, like don't think too hard, quick answers. But so if you're ready for that, we'll do it real quick.
Yes, do it. Yes.
I know. Okay. First question, what's one room that has to be in your princess castle if you have one?
Living room.
Good
Just
answer, good answer. Gotta have it. Gotta have
gotta
it.
have
Okay.
it.
Who's your best friend as a Disney princess?
Princess Anna. Is that a
Good.
princess?
Yeah,
Elsa?
it is. It is. It
Yeah.
is. Because Elsa's a queen. So,
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. It's a
okay. Are
cop-out because her
you?
name is Anna. So
Right? Exactly. And I love her. That's a great answer. Okay. Are you more of a crown girl or a tiara girl?
crown, because if you're gonna go big, go if you're gonna be something, put it but I want the whole heft of it on.
Yeah, go big or go home is what they say. Okay, and the last one is what's your favorite like princess kingdom or universe? Like
Princess, you know, Princess Tiana, like Princess and the Frog, just New Orleans. It just looks
Yeah,
cool. And it's
Nola.
real. So
So true. You can, that's
I can
attainable.
go there.
Love it. Okay. So what are some of the major takeaways that you want people to like pull from watching the movie, the Damsel movie?
I think one thing is, like, it sounds like a bit meh, but be strong, like believe in yourself, don't give up, basically. Yeah, and use the help from others. Okay, yeah.
Those are great. Those are really great. And I would agree with them.
But also don't trust. Don't trust everyone. Trust your instinct, but don't trust everyone.
Exactly. Okay, well, that's kind of all the questions that I have for you. Is there anything else that you want to like cover?
No, I'm just super excited to like have done this. Thank you so much. It's been fun. It was fun, really fun. Hi, I'm Nicole Joseph and I play Princess Victoria in Damsel. It comes out this Friday, the 8th, and I can't wait for you to see it.